NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The Pentagon is ordering a state of heightened military readiness due to the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. However, Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin says President Biden is looking weak.
This administration has delayed in providing assistance to Ukraine. It has projected indecisiveness internationally.
8,500 U.S.-based troops have been put on standby. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. A panel of judges is allowing a district attorney in Georgia to set up a special grand jury that will investigate the 2020 presidential election. Fulton County D.A. Fannie Willis is investigating former President Trump's role in trying to get the results overturned in that state. Willis is looking into things like Trump's call to Georgia's Secretary of State, asking him to find votes to make sure he wins this state instead of Biden. It's been a roller coaster day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 99 points to 34,365. A federal prosecutor says the three former Minneapolis police officers who helped Derek Chauvin detain George Floyd committed crimes when they ignored Floyd's pleas for help. Lisa Taylor reports.
Federal prosecutor Samantha Trappell said each made a conscious choice over and over again, and they chose to not intervene and stop Chauvin as he killed a man. The three former officers are charged with deprivation of rights under color of law for allegedly not giving Floyd medical aid. Chauvin agreed to plead guilty as part of a deal in December. The trial comes not quite 2 years after Floyd, a black man, was restrained and pressed into the pavement until he died. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A North Texas federal judge is planning to rule in the next 24 to 48 hours on whether Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes will get bail. Rhodes appeared in court today on seditious conspiracy charges in connection with last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.